Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Last night, guys, the NBA draft went down, and Asa Newell really doesn't have to pack his bags and really go anywhere because he is a Georgia Bulldog. Hawks picked Asa at 23, and Ansi Saleh said Asa is an incredible competitor.
Yeah, he plays hard as hell. Like, if you guys have watched him this year, like, Asa is just an unbelievable competitor. If you watch him play or get up and down the court, screening, his intelligence, spacing, respacing, like the things that he does impacts winning. Like, people could just look at scoring and box score, stuff like that. But the guy, he really helps with winning and creating a culture of winning for your programs.
Look, I think it's funny that we've complained in this city for years about, we don't ever get any Georgia players, and the Hawks and the Falcons
are
like, what's that? Okay, all right.
Well, ask and you shall receive.
Guess what we're going to do? We're going to make trades and get Georgia players and make everyone happy. I love what Saleh has done in his short time of doing stuff. Look, Mike, I have said this since the Porzingis trade, because this is when it hit me with how everything went. The more I dug into it, the way it's structured, this is a hit it or quit it year, so to speak. Yeah, I know. Odd reference.
I won't even don a pause.
But
with that.
Let me explain.
I will pause.
If the Hawks hit it, as in get in the playoffs with what they are doing this year, then you're going to see probably maybe Porzingis try to be re-up. Maybe Trey. You'll go ahead and give that bigger deal to it. And I'm saying, like, hit it, like, three seed, right? Not a play-in crap. And if Porzingis has to stay healthy, there's probably more moves to come veteran-wise that would be short, that would be looked at as short-term moves. Because now you have Asa, you have Jalen Johnson, who's young and on a contract. You have Onyeka. You'll probably re-up Dyson. Who am I missing? Anybody? Oh, yeah, Reese Shea.
I was going to say.
Your first-round pick, the number one overall pick from last year. So you have a young core, and you could basically unload after this season about $70 to $80 million in veterans and go add different veterans or a veteran. And you have two first-round picks next year after this move, one of which is unprotected, could be literally a top-five pick depending on how the lottery plays out.
Yeah. I agree with you in all aspects of that. I think it is interesting, too, to start looking a year in advance, because I think you have a point. And I think a lot of people, the conversation around Trae Young has always been that there might be a ceiling on what he's able to do in Atlanta, right? Like, with a smaller stature guard like that, that, you know, Steph Curry's his own animal. He's not shooting like Steph Curry. He's not doing some of the other things. And it's like, what's the ceiling? And I feel like the Hawks and Ansi Saleh have been like, all right, let's figure out what the ceiling is. Let's go all in for a year. Let's, first of all, reestablish what we think of in terms of spending money here. Let's go all in for a year, and let's figure out what the ceiling is. If we hit the ceiling and we figure out there is a ceiling on what Trae Young can do here, then I think that's a conversation that will be had in the near future.
Yeah, and as far as what Ansi Saleh has done in his short amount of time here as the Hawks GM, like Bo, I absolutely love it, because he has given you flexibility, and he has also given you really quickly giving you an opportunity to win now and win in the future, the way he sets yourself up. And Bo talked about it, kind of how you have a two-way street. So I absolutely love what they've done. And look, I think that this team, if, again, they can stay healthy, and we'll see what other moves they make as well, because I do think some more bigger moves are coming. This is going to be one of the best teams, hopefully, that Trae Young has ever had. Maybe it could be the best team Trae Young has ever had as far as the supporting cast. And it's already starting to look like he's going to have one of the better supporting casts that he's had during his time here in Atlanta. So, yeah, just like Bo said, it's probably going to be put up or shut up time for this Trae Young era of Hawks basketball.
there's a lot of players. Look, I don't want to. This is really a bad comparison, but I remember when LeBron James took Delonte West to the finals and a bunch of other guys that we don't even know the names of. The
only reason Booby Gibson, I remember.
The only reason
him.
We know Delonte West, I do remember Booby Gibson. I just don't remember he's on that team. But the only reason we remember Delonte West is because of what the rumors were about LeBron's mama and him. And I mean, that's real. Go back and research it. LeBron's different. And that is the thing that you get into. You get in these conversations. Can a small statured player that doesn't play great, better, but not great defense, win in this league? And there is no Steph's even, but Steph's bigger than Trey.
Yeah.
And Steph's the greatest shooter possibly of all time. So that's not even a fair comparison. And he had another good shooter around him. But at some point, what year is this about to be? This is year 8 or year 9 of the Trae Young experience?
This will be 8 coming up.
Yeah,
okay.
8.
After 8 years, I think we'll know what we have.
Yeah.
And he does have probably with the best player on paper that's going to be around him if he can stay healthy and you hope. But you can't just keep – you can't – I guess my point is I don't think you can afford to pay him a supermax contract and say, we hope this works now.
No, I agree.
And I'm like, not knocking him.
That's exactly what they are trying to figure out right now, and that's why they've made the moves. I think it's such a good point. That's why they make the moves that they've made here in the last 36 hours. On the flip side of this, too, the New Orleans Pelicans, they have to hate the Atlanta Hawks at this point. Not only did you fleece them in the Dyson Daniels DeJounte Murray trade, but then you hired a month ago, you hire away their GM, and then that guy flips around and makes them a laughingstock in the NBA by the trade that they made yesterday. It's just.
Well,
it's crazy what's going on with that whole situation. They have when it feels like Ansi Saleh has a plan and an outlook for the next few years, I have no idea what's going on down in New Orleans right now.
Yeah, and look, it's not going to be Derek Queen versus Asa Newell. It's going to be Derek Queen versus Newell and whoever they get that other pick. That's where it'd be. Just like it was never Trey versus Luka. It was Trey versus Luka and
Cam Reddish,
who – it looks like everybody lost that. Right now, nobody's really won that trade.
Right.
You could say Atlanta has because they still have Trey, but they didn't make it to a final. Anyways, that's a whole other conversation. But the thing I come back to, and Mike, what is my saying about GMs and owners and coaches? If you listen, they'll tell you.
Yeah.
And their words always come. These guys might lie about like the little things, like, oh, we're not, that was our guy.
Yeah.
But they're true of the big things they say. And this owner has been very upfront and Tony Ressler about, I will spend in the luxury tax if we have a chance to win and like win a finals. He's not going to sign Trey to his Supermax deal if he thinks it's not.
If he thinks there's a ceiling.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we can't get through the ceiling.
Right now, the ceiling, other than the 1 year where you had a run in the East, which looks like an anomaly right now, the ceiling is play it first round.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I think it's just it's so interesting to look at everything else going on with this team. And you know, like Dylan mentioned a minute ago, probably not done making moves. We'll see what happens and how they surround Trey. But I think the good thing is, too, when you look at and this is obviously part of what you're saying. If you do have to move on, now all of a sudden you're loaded with a possible top five pick that could really help you out. And you're loaded with a ton of young talent and the ability to kind of mold around some of the guys that you know are going to be a part of the future.
And money. You'll have money. You'll have money to go play with to add to a roster that looks young and that one that you can develop. And Quinn Snyder seems to be a coach that a lot of people want, and he has developed talent in the past.
Yeah, I think another thing, too, and you talked about you know, if you listen close enough, they'll tell you what you need to know. Ansi Salé was asked on Dukes and Bell yesterday, and Carl might do such a good job of trying to get answers out of him. And he's like, look, there's some things I can't talk about. They were asked about the future, Trae Young. He's like, well, obviously I can't talk about these situations. And the word he used, I'd have to go back and look. I think it was locked in, or locked in with Trae Young. It wasn't, you know, the thing we've heard from the Falcons. Trae Young's a Hawk for life. You know, he's our guy. He's a superstar. It was, hey, we're locked in with Trae Young. And I was like, I am. I'm listening, man. I'm listening. And I think that's a conversation that'll be had multiple times over the course of the next year.
But what does locked in mean? I mean, they're locked in this season.
That's my point.
Yeah.
That's exactly the point I'm trying to make. Listen close enough. It's like, can't talk about it much, but we're locked in with Trae Young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But see,
okay.
To what you're saying, you hear what you want to hear.
You almost got the buzzer.
I'm too quick for you. clearly, I'm too quick for that you today because I already just destroyed you in NASCAR trivia.
Well, we know Twitter also can be a dumpster fire, but I am seeing a lot of excitement about the moves that Ansi Salé is making. So feel free to tell us how you're feeling about our new Hawks pick. Asa Newell will cover it in the wake-up call later on. That's at 8 a.m. Or go ahead and jump on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. But coming up, that Braves-Mets game. Had a bit of a struggle last night. Fell 7-3 to the Mets. We'll get into the nitty-gritty of it next on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and...
the Odyssey app. Quicker than you again.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.